You're listening to SBS News.
At the University of Padua, students are voicing their opposition to the Green Pass health system starting this month in Italy. The health pass for Italian workers will need to show vaccination status, recovery from an infection, or a negative test result from 48 hours earlier. Data shows news about the certificate requirement initially prompted a moderate rise in vaccinations, but that effect has now slowed down. Several other countries are introducing vaccine requirements to access museums, gyms, and restaurants. But vaccination rates are still slow in Russia, where case numbers and deaths are soaring. After reporting its highest daily death toll since the start of the pandemic over the weekend, hospital worker Gulshat Faktulina says a worrying problem is emerging.
Patients think for some reason that they are ill with an ordinary acute respiratory infection and self-treat themselves.
A review of global data on booster shots is being prepared ahead of a meeting on November 11th to answer questions about variants and immunity. WHO advisor Alejandro Craviotto says immunocompromised people need an extra dose for enhanced protection. Mr. Craviotto, chairman of the Strategic Advisory Group of Experts, had this to say about shots from Chinese vaccine makers Sinopharm and Sinovac.
All the evidence we have reviewed indicates that there is a need for an additional third dose of the homologous or the same vaccine. This should be started to be offered to people age 60 and above, since they are the ones that have shown the biggest problem in response, and this has to be an extended primary series.
WHO Immunisation Director Kate O'Brien says a temporary pause on booster shots for the general population is being advised.
Giving those booster doses to individuals who already have had the benefit of a primary response is, as has been explained before, like putting two life jackets on somebody and leaving other people without any life jacket.
In the United Kingdom, there is a campaign to ensure pregnant women are vaccinated against coronavirus. Dr. Joe Mountfield from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists is warning coronavirus can become severe in the late stage of pregnancy. She is encouraging expectant mothers to book a vaccine appointment.
You can have the vaccine at any stage during pregnancy. We've got increasing amount of data that tells us that it does not increase the risk of miscarriage. It does not increase the risk of stillbirth.
And as Brazil reaches the grim milestone of 600,000 COVID-19 deaths, President Jair Bolsonaro has refused to address media questions about the fatalities. Saying he didn't want to be bored by the question, he stated that all countries have lost lives during the pandemic. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.